In a pristine coastal wilderness known only as Area X, a biologist joins the 12th expedition into a territory where the laws of nature have been rewritten. This land, sealed behind a mysterious border for decades, has swallowed 11 previous teams through madness, murder, or metamorphosis. The new expedition consists of 4 women identified only by their professions: biologist, psychologist, surveyor, and anthropologist. Their mission seems straightforward: document the ecosystem and return safely. But nothing about Area X is what it seems. The first sign of wrongness appears when they discover an underground structure, a tower spiraling into the earth that wasn't on their maps. Inside, living words formed from luminous fungi spiral down the walls. Where lies the strangling throat that came from the hand of the sinner? When the biologist examines this impossible text, a spore-releasing nodule bursts and she inhales golden particles that begin changing her perception. Suddenly, she can see what her companions cannot. The walls are breathing, pulsing with a heartbeat. The tower isn't made of stone, but living tissue. What begins as scientific exploration quickly unravels into psychological horror. The anthropologist vanishes overnight. The psychologist's explanations grow inconsistent. And the biologist harbors a secret that drew her here. Her husband was on the previous expedition, returning as an empty shell before dying of aggressive cancer 6 months later. The biologist's fascination with isolated ecosystems began in childhood with an abandoned swimming pool in her backyard. While her parents, an overwrought artist mother fond of alcohol and an underemployed accountant father, created a household of neglect, she found purpose in the pool's transformation. Rainwater created a habitat with algae, dragonflies, and bullfrogs. She introduced fish, some surviving. Herons and egrets arrived for food, and small turtles mysteriously appeared. From a lawn chair, she documented everything with scientific precision, tracking organisms and studying relationships forming in this accidental ecosystem. Her parents criticized her introversion, but through this immersion, she became a self-taught biologist. When financial troubles forced the family to move, she experienced trauma from not knowing the pool's fate. This formative experience established her pattern of emotional detachment from humans while forming deep bonds with ecosystems, a trait that would both qualify her for the Area X expedition and ultimately save her life. As the biologist and surveyor descend the tower, the walls reveal themselves as an organism of impossible complexity. Fungal script covers surfaces like a strange sermon, with tiny hand-shaped creatures living among the words. Translucent beings walk across the ceiling amid nectar scents. They discover viscous golden red residue on the steps with unusual tracks and a third set of boot prints heading upward. The slime thickens with each spiral, containing wriggling red organisms. Then comes the horrifying discovery: the anthropologist's corpse. Green substance spills from her mouth, her clothing glowing faintly gold. Her face is mostly gone, hands skinless, and legs fused and half-melted. The truth emerges. The psychologist hypnotized the anthropologist, sent her down for samples, and fled when the attempt proved fatal. The expedition members weren't explorers. They were sacrifices to Area X's mysterious processes. Haven't we all descended into situations where each step revealed our understanding as inadequate? Where solid ground proved to be something alive beneath our feet? The biologist leaves the surveyor at base camp to investigate the lighthouse. As she walks, cypress knees and gray moss replace pines, and spores alter her perception, making everything feel emotionally charged. The lighthouse stands like a fortress with circular walls, fortifications with broken glass, and rusty barbed wire. Inside reveals violent conflict, overturned oak tables as barricades, bullet holes, and bloodstains. Someone carved RS was here into a table. Ascending, she finds more bloodstains, obscene drawings, confessions, and abandoned items: a shoe, a pistol magazine, a toy rabbit. At the top, she discovers signs of recent habitation and a trapdoor beneath a rug containing the psychologist's supplies and something shocking: hundreds of identical expedition journals forming a 12-foot midden with photographs and cassette tapes. The journals contain disturbing contradictions, expeditions that weren't the first, mentions of remission and horrible manifestations, and events predating the border itself. Among them, she finds her husband's journal, his bold handwriting immediately recognizable. The biologist finds the psychologist dying after jumping from the lighthouse. Before death, she screams, "Annihilation!" and confesses to causing the anthropologist's death in the tower. She reveals the border is slowly advancing each year, whispering, "We should never have come here." At base camp, the surveyor shoots the biologist twice. The spore's transformation shields her from debilitating pain, allowing her to kill the surveyor in self-defense. The brightness then overwhelms her, brilliant blue light with a white core spreading through her body. After collapsing with haunting visions, she awakens with enhanced senses. Though her wounds heal unnaturally quickly, she must continue shocking her system with injuries to keep the brightness in check. Her husband's journal reveals the 11th expedition discovered the bloody aftermath at the lighthouse and witnessed 7 doppelgangers entering the tower. They separated, some heading toward the border, while her husband left to repair a boat and travel north along the coast. With brightness rising through her lungs, the biologist returns to the tower. Inside, her bioluminescent skin responds to the glowing words. As she descends, the tower's heartbeat grows louder amid static, and the environment turns tropical with fresh words on the walls. Seeing golden light, she tears off her mask in overwhelming curiosity as brightness spews from her mouth. The crawler defies comprehension, appearing simultaneously as refracted panes, an archway, a slug-like monster, and a wall of flesh resembling light. Its sound is ice crystals forming unearthly melody. She glimpses a shadowy arm writing, but cannot truly comprehend it. When she tries to escape, she feels herself drowning in light. The crawler invades her mind with agonizing force before tossing her aside, and she flees. Below, she discovers a door of white light resembling the border's entrance. Passing the crawler again, she risks one final glance and sees the lighthouse keeper's face, unchanged after 30 years, displaying both unending pain and grim ecstasy. The biologist follows her husband's coastal path into Area X, sensing he might exist in some transformed state. She reimagines Area X as a giant thorn in the world, a living entity that assimilates and mimics, creating copies both familiar and utterly foreign. Nightly, energy pulses rise from the tower like a heartbeat, while shadowy figures perform rituals from the ruined village. Her scientific compulsion to categorize has yielded to intuitive knowledge, as the brightness infecting her continues its work. Perhaps profound transformations require surrendering our need to understand. In a world of environmental collapse, the line between invader and savior blurs. The biologist's embrace of her changing self represents choosing mystery over returning to a world now sterile and constrained. As boundaries dissolve, she finds not horror, but a strange peace.